When we think of the word scandal, we think of an ugly public situation where some secret has been exposed. We think of Watergate, sexual abuse, Russian meddling, deflated footballs. When we think of scandal, we think of something all over the news. But when we consider the word scandal in the context of our faith, it's something much closer to each one of us than a news story. It's something we all have to be careful about. It's something that Jesus warns us about in today's gospel. In this parable of the weeds among the wheat, it's not just the weeds themselves that are a problem. It's also the danger that the weeds pose to the wheat. It's bad enough to have a weed in your field, but what if that weed causes an otherwise healthy stalk of wheat to not grow like it's supposed to? Now you can blame the weed not only for its own problem, being a weed, but also for the problem it created in something else. And to make it clear, as Jesus is explaining the meaning of the parable, he says that the angels of God will throw into the fiery furnace all evildoers and all who cause others to sin. And this is what we mean when we talk about scandal in our faith. An attitude or a behavior which leads another person to do something evil. That's how the Catechism describes it. An attitude or a behavior which leads another person to do something evil. Now we're talking about something that's not on BuzzFeed or the front of the Times, but front and center for every one of us. Now ask yourself the question, do my attitudes and behaviors affect the choices that someone else makes? And that question's not just for adults. If you're in junior high or high school, ask yourself that question. Do my attitudes and behaviors affect the choices that someone else makes? Well, if you have younger brothers and sisters, the answer's already yes. They're watching you. Maybe even looking up to you, although they won't admit it. If you're a leader on your team, or if you have friends, the answer is yes. What you do or don't do affects what they do or don't do. When I ask the question, do my attitudes and behaviors affect the choices that someone else makes? I would dare say that for almost all of us, the answer is yes. And if the answer is yes, then we have to be careful of scandal. Careful about my actions or behaviors leading someone else to do something that's evil. Now, the servants in the parable, they just wanted to go out and pull up all the weeds, get them out of there so they won't harm anything else. But the master says that you can't do that because the weeds have strong roots. Have you ever gone roguing? You walk up and down the rows in a field pulling up the weeds. They have strong roots, and you'll end up pulling up the wheat too because the weeds are stronger. That's why the church points out that the sin of scandal is even greater and more serious if it's committed by someone in authority. If someone who has lots of influence leads someone who's very innocent or very trusting into sin. And I know that puts a lot of weight on parents. In honor of Dodge City Days starting pretty soon, I'll admit that on occasion I listen to country music. Less than I used to, but... Well, years ago, there was a song where a dad tells about his 4-year-old son who spills his drink on his lap and lets out a 4-letter word. Dad asks, "Well, where'd you learn to talk like that?" And he answers, "Dad, I've been watching you. I want to be just like you." Mom and dad have a great ability to influence their children's choices, for good or bad. A parent will have a lot to answer for if their children choose to do things that are wrong because they saw their parents do them. Whether it's not wearing a seatbelt or leaving Mass before it's over or living together before you're married or disrespecting members of the opposite sex. "Dad, I've been watching you. Mom, I've been watching you." But parents aren't the only ones with that weight. A priest will have a lot to answer for if he doesn't preach or teach about a particular issue because he doesn't want to offend someone, but by his silence gives the impression that it's okay. That's scandal. A Catholic politician will have a lot to answer for if by their own rejection of a teaching of the Catholic faith, they confuse others, Catholics or not Catholics, about what the church teaches, and by their very public nature, lead someone away from the truth. That's scandal. At the end of the day, or as the gospel says, at the end of the age, we will all have to answer for how our attitudes and behaviors influenced the decisions of others. Yes, Jesus did say to us those heavy words, "All who cause others to sin will be thrown in the fiery furnace." He said that, not me. But let's also remember his words that followed that. "The righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Those words are also for us.